443-5654-6175, West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, yesterday, Vladimir Putin sent the globalists into a state of panic, into shock. They are upset. Even Lindsey Graham now has shown his true colors. He is not an American patriot. Lindsey Graham is a globalist. And what happened yesterday when President Putin addressed when he made an address, he stated that the Ukraine is not just a neighboring country for Russia. It's an integral part of our own history, culture, and spiritual world. He emphasized that the Ukrainians are people Russians have blood and family ties with, as well as friends, neighbors, and colleagues. Then he slammed the Ukraine for extreme nationalism, Nazism, and Russophobia, pointing out to these Russian news outlets that the modern Ukraine was completely created by Russia. Why do I feel it's important to continue presenting this news about Vladimir Putin? Right now, he is the spokesman for the people of the world that are resisting globalism. He is on the center stage, basically stating to the globalists, to the American, to George Soros, to the Clintons, to the whole family of globalist one world order individuals, that he knows who they are, he understands their plan, he knows what their intentions are for the people of the world, and he's making a stand. He has taken a stand. He has been, you might say, in the right place at the right time for not just Russia, but for the people of the world. And the globalists are in a state of panic, as we'll see. So he's stating that, the Bolsheviks, when that revolution began, they were centered in the Ukraine. And basically, they took over that region of the Ukraine for Russia. Many Russian people in eastern Ukraine. But at the same time, after World War II, there was the seed was planted for Nazism in the eastern Ukraine, which exists today. And it is healthy, alive, and like President Putin stated, this is extreme nationalism, which is Nazism, and Russophobia. Kiev has turned its back on its role in the Soviet Union. And then he was stating that to the Ukrainian neo-Nazi government, you want decommunization? We're happy to do that. Don't stop halfway. We're ready to show what decommunization really looks like. Declaring immediately, which immediately following, he signed a decree recognizing two self-declared breakaway Donbas republics in the Ukraine's east as sovereign nations. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Everybody has been talking about Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Well, these two republics decided, we'll just break away. Russia didn't have to fire a shot. This is brilliant. This was Vladimir Putin playing 3D chess, and the West playing blindfolded, just moving without realizing the consequences of what they're going to do. So now you have that Donbass region of the Ukraine, which is the eastern portion. It's like a region with two republics within that region. He stated, I deem it necessary to make a decision that should have been made a long time ago to immediately recognize the Donetsk and the Luhansk People's Republics, the DPR and the LPR, People's Republics. And then with that, he ratified a cooperation, a friendship, a treaty of friendship, which immediately opens the door for them to receive military and financial support. If America, NATO, the UK, and NATO nations, EU nations, Canada, they want to support, they want to send arms, military equipment, military advisors to the Ukraine, to the Nazi element in the Ukraine, well, Vladimir Putin is more than willing to assist, send what is needed to these two new republics, born in one day. Day before yesterday, they were not republics separated from the Ukraine. Today they are.
Friday, February 25th at the Immortal Bar in Johnstown, Colorado. Still They Ride, tribute to Journey. With special guest, Asha Blaine. Tickets are available at theimmortalbar.com or stilltheyrideband.com.
We are Still They Ride.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Returning Saturday, March 5th to KHNC 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies, and every Saturday, March through October, Saturdays from 7 to 8 AM. It's the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Topic-focused, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call anytime to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 AM, March through October. Catch the replay Sunday afternoons, noon to 1.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little
And we'll jump back to the United States for just a second. I won't forget my thought. Today, there was a group of about, I think, 1,000 independent truckers that appears are going to be leaving California, heading east. Like I stated, I think it was Monday, or maybe it was last Thursday. I don't believe that it is going to make a difference in what they do. The pattern, the initial in Canada, the strategy or the plan that the government has implemented with the protesters in Canada, I don't think it was accidental that the Trudeau government did what it did in bringing in UN troops from elsewhere, and the propaganda campaign closing bank accounts, taking the trucks, beating the truckers, taking their children, threatening. That was a message. The shot heard, the shot fired in front of the bow of the ship to the American truckers. If you do an attempt to do what these truckers in Canada have done, you are going to also have all of the continuity of government agencies' plans used against you. I don't think there's going to be the resistance that we would like to see. That's my observation. The globalists, they know how to show you what they're capable of doing. When you have a government like in Canada, directed by the Queen of England, that old reptile, and her forces, the apparatus of terror coming out of the Pilgrims group in the UK. It is an apparatus of terror. Don't be fooled. It will show, it is showing the American people, the truckers, what they're willing to do. And in Canada, they have no constitution. In this country, we have a constitution, but it's like a 50-year-old flag that's been flying at full mast for these 50 years. It is tattered at the edges. It has holes in it. There are tears. Our constitution does not have the power that we, the American people, believe that it has. That is just the truth. These globalists, Pilgrim Society, and all of the agencies involved with Pilgrim Society, continuity of government, the intelligence agencies, I'm just trying to think of all of them, we do not have a chance. What happened when Donald Trump took office and the investigations that took place were unlawful, did it matter? No. The people that were accused initially of spying on the Trump administration prior to 2016, have they been prosecuted? No. Why not? Because the Constitution, the laws, do not protect even a person running for president. Now, let's go back even further. The investigations into Trump began earlier than 2012. They probably began in 2010 because they were watching. This government was observing, watching what Donald Trump was planning to do. And in about 2011, prior to when it was known that Donald Trump, there was a possibility that he might run, they were already spying on him. Don't believe that they weren't. Remember what happened to the Tea Party movement in the 2012 elections? Remember what happened with the IRS? What agency began an operation secretly against the Tea Party movements, directed by which president? No, you're not going to mess with this beast. This beast is more powerful than you can imagine. Protests are not going to be successful. They're going to be out. They're going to make news. They're going to expose the truth about matters, but they're not going to be effective. I hate to tell you the truth. That's my view. I believe it to be the truth. I know the power of this apparatus in the United States of America. It is too advanced. They have more power through technology than Adolf Hitler ever had, could ever have. Any protest that will take place, you don't need to worry about being photographed. You're already in the database. Everybody is already in the database. Every move you make is being captured on the street corner, in the middle of the block. Everywhere you go to any department store, hardware store, shop, anywhere, you're being watched. I don't think the truckers are going to, other than create some dust, I don't think it's going to be any kind of a movement that's going to make any difference. And that's my view. Now I'm going to go back to the article. With Vladimir Putin, with one move on the chessboard yesterday, one move, he took the nation of the Ukraine, and now the nation of the Ukraine exists, but on the eastern half, two new republics. In one move. Also, with one move, I also believe that Vladimir Putin sent a message to the nations that Russia works with. And they see this as a great victory. You see, the United States and England, there's a unipolar world. In other words, there's going to be a worldly system coming, a global system, where one nation is going to rule everything. And that nation is not England. It is not the UK. The UK got kicked to the curb a century ago. World War I, the kicking began. World War II, England's Navy was nothing. The United States, the Navy of the United States of America, we patrolled the nation, the oceans, all the seven oceans of the world. We still control what's on the surface of these oceans and what's underneath. Whether it be ships, submarines, or cables, communication cables running from continent to continent. The fact is the fact. And the resistance of the American people. I watch some of these intellectuals on programs like, oh boy, I can't even think of them. But anyhow, they talk about the empire. They use that term, America as empire. And the people of America don't see it. There are those intellectuals in America that believe that America is losing its power as a nation. I don't see it that way. I see the United States becoming stronger, even though Vladimir Putin made a move that took one and made it three, and he sent a message to the other nations giving them hope to be able to think, well, we're going to resist America and her unipolar plans. We're going to be able to resist the New World Order. We're going to be able to stop what the Bible says is coming. No, Vladimir Putin, the design in the Bible in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is no matter what would happen through the centuries, Russia would continue as a nation. And at the end of the world, in the last 10 years roughly, before Christ's return, and let's say this, that whether you believe that Christ came and died and is coming again, whether you do or whether you don't, the children of the devil in the occult, they're much wiser than you are, and they know that Christ came, and they know what Christ did on the cross, and they know what happened when he raised from the dead. They know that he will return. It's a war against God, everything you're seeing that's taking place. In Russia, it's a war against the Russian Orthodox Church and the Christianity in Russia, that war. Vladimir Putin has to make Russia great. In a decade before Christ returns, Russia will be destroyed when she invades in the Middle East, going in to invade Israel with Iran. I state this over and over because there are many who first-time listeners. It gives you something to think about. Vladimir Putin. This man is a man of faith, whether you believe it or not, just like Donald Trump is a man of faith, a deep faith in the God of the Bible. Same with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin had to protect Russia and the Russian people from the plans of the Pilgrim Society in America and in the UK. Vladimir Putin has studied the Pilgrim Society. He's aware of their moves. He knows what they're going to do. He knows the strategy. He realizes that before Pilgrim Society even came into existence in 1902, going back and looking at the history of Russia, no one could touch Russia. It was Russia that actually, at the time of Abraham Lincoln, if it hadn't been for Russia, France, and England, Germany would have destroyed the United States of America as we know it. Yes, the German troops that were sent over, they were paid to come over and fight for the British. The British were cowards. We'll be right back. This is The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Stream live every day, 1360KHNC.com. Be right back.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
And all through the centuries, Men have been sent to war to die for their country and their king, for the people that rule the world. You know, on Sunday, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I present prophecy and what Christ said would happen at the end of the world. And Christ did say that the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church. The builded church, a segment of people of faith that know how to fight the spiritual wars in their lifetimes for themselves and for their kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And yes, it wasn't necessarily fighting with bullets, bombs, arms of any kind. It was by faith, using the power that God has given his people through prayer, fighting a spiritual battle with spiritual weapons. And the battle that you see today in the world with Klaus Schwab, with the push for world hegemony, with the globalists that know that they have a short time, space, to take over the nations of the world and overthrow the plans of Almighty God. There is a war. And Christ said that the gates of hell will not prevail against this group of faithful believers. And I'm telling you, we're observing right now a person who may have started out in the world as just a man in the world with an objective, a career, but somewhere along the line, he began to realize that when a person takes an important position, a powerful position, a wise man will know that if he doesn't have God assisting him, he's going to be a failure. He's going to be mocked. He's going to be ridiculed. He's going to be a laughingstock. He's going to be naked before the world if he won't acknowledge God. The fool says there's no God. He refuses to believe in his heart that there is a God. Somewhere along the line, Vladimir Putin, with the responsibility that he had to fulfill prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, but also to take a nation that had been steered in a direction to be destroyed. If Gorbachev and Yeltsin would have succeeded in giving Russia to the New World Order, they would be mining the riches of Russia today, and the people of Russia would, again, just like in the time of Stalin and Lenin, they would have been in prison. But when a man seeks God and asks God for help to rule a great and mighty people, just like King Solomon did, God came to King Solomon and said, "Ask, and I'll give you what you seek." And Solomon stated, "Lord, I need wisdom to rule this great and mighty people." God said, "Because you didn't ask for riches, longer life, I'm going to give you wisdom like you've never had, longer life, and you're going to see the destruction of your enemies." Vladimir Putin, somewhere along the line, asked God for help, and he's been helped, and God has given him wisdom to take Russia out of the hands of the globalists and free the Russian people to worship God as they please, whether it be through the Russian Orthodox Church or through evangelical Christianity, Pentecostalism, in whatever way that God has allowed the freedoms of religion in Russia, freedom to worship. God has been with Russia, with Vladimir Putin. Eventually, Vladimir is going to have to take Russia. I think he's probably going to be the president that's going to end up taking Russia into the Middle East, where she's going to be destroyed. He'll have to fulfill prophecy, and it's going to be difficult for him. He will probably live through it, and he might have to continue to take the Russian people after the Great Russian War into the future. Now, the same thing happened in the United States of America, whether you accept it, see it, don't see it, want to accept it, don't want to accept it, it's up to you. There was a man. He is very wealthy when he was a child. You know who I'm talking about. And the people through his lifetime that he spent time with, he was trained, put in a world that no one gets to be in unless you're put there by God. Wealthy, successful, failure, success, failure, success, failure in a marriage, success in another marriage, failure in that marriage, success in his present marriage. He has raised his children, which you look at two presidents. Look at the president that is not God-fearing. Look at his son. Let's make a comparison. Those that fear God, let's look at Joe Biden. His son is a shame to the name of Biden, is a disaster. He needs help. His daughter, his sister, sexually molested by Joe Biden. I know this may shock you. Don't go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo and search Joe Biden and his daughter, Ashley Biden, and see what it has to say about her diaries and what she has to say about her father taking showers with him when she's a young girl and she knew it was inappropriate. Well, I sure have never taken showers even with my mother or my father. In fact, when I was a baby, I was ashamed to be undressed before even aunts and uncles when I was 9 months old. I remember. We'll be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for The Present Truth with your host, Rick Rodriguez. Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. You can go to church in the comfort of your own dining room or your car or wherever, anytime you want. All programs streamed at all times daily. All the hosts on podcast can be listened to. It's archived at 1360khnc.com. So, who would you like your children to spend their time with? The Trump children or the Biden children? I haven't even gotten to Donald Trump yet, but I'm going to go back real quick before I forget. Vladimir Putin, by his move yesterday on the chessboard, all of a sudden, in one day, two new republics in the world. One move. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And the nations have been encouraged to resist. Vladimir Putin set an example. You watch, Iran is going to resist. Syria is going to resist. Turkey is going to resist. Some of the Baltic states are going to begin to resist the hegemonic plans of America and the globalist plans of the Pilgrim Society. Other nations in the Middle East are going to begin to resist. America can't have that. Cannot have it. China. China doesn't need to have to be encouraged. She's going to resist anyhow. China is a nation that you can never trust. You can never trust. Even the Chinese people should not put their hope in Xi Jinping. They should not put their trust in this person. They should not think that when the coming wars begin and the Chinese people internationally are going to be safe, China is going to be restricted to the area in Asia where she has her base. And in Canada, eventually the Chinese people in Canada are going to begin to vacate, leave, abandon what they have in Canada. Eventually, the turtles are going to be called home. They're already being called home. They're just not listening. They're not safe in America. They're not safe. The Chinese people that have been, that the students that have come over from China, they're not going to be safe here. They're going to have to return. So now coming back to Donald Trump, you look at his children. They're successful. They don't need what do you call those pipes? I forget the name of the drug. Whatever those pipes are that I'm so out of that world, I can't even. I don't know what I'm talking about. My gosh. But anyhow, crack pipes. I don't think they've ever seen a crack pipe. They've never smoked crack. They don't even know how to spell the word crack. That's how far removed they are from that world. They're successful. They're intelligent. They're not psychologically screwed up. They are well-liked. Somewhere along the line, this young man, Christ met him somewhere in his life. He had a world. He didn't need Christ. He had money. He had fame. He had power. He was attractive. He was handsome. He was successful. Anybody in that type of a scenario, why would you need God? But when you begin to make a move and decide to begin a career that maybe you didn't know you were trained for in politics, because he really wasn't trained by, he didn't come from a long lineage of political aspirations. But one day he decided, you know, the American people and America needs help. Somewhere along the line, just like with Vladimir Putin, he knew he was going to need wisdom. He knew he was going to need the God of heaven to help him. If he was going to succeed at anything, it would have to be with the help of God Almighty, who lives and dwells and has his throne in heaven. He had some kind of a thought, and he realized the need, and he was going to have to become a man of faith to rule a great and mighty people. No people greater and mightier than the American people ever in the history of mankind, ever. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you biblically what the Bible says about America. If you want to know what America is, go to Revelation chapter 18. That Babylon the Great of the end of the world, that Babylon, not the ancient Babylon of Iraq, that was Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon 3,000 years, 2,000 years plus ago. No. This was the end of the world, great, great empire like no empire ever in the history of the world. And what would make this empire great would be technology, knowledge. Knowledge, it would come in from the occult world, from down the rabbit hole into this world. And it was assisted by Nikolai Tesla. Nikola Tesla is the man who brought this technology into the world. Tesla was involved in the occult. People don't know that. But this president would need, just like Solomon, wisdom to rule the great and mighty people, which he did. His accomplishments, you cannot take the, trophies that he accomplished away from him. And the attack, we're going to finish out in a second. But yes, no one is perfect. Vladimir Putin will also have to take Russia to her destruction. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Every life we have some.
Okay, as we finish out the program, I've watched media, and I have the Trump haters. Even in the Trump movement, those that supported Donald Trump eventually would turn on him because he didn't necessarily carry out the objectives that they felt were important. They forget that, after all, at the end of the day, God is God. And God did say at the end of the world there were going to be plagues, diseases, there were going to be hardships with the health of people. God did say that in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation. And what if God decided to use Donald Trump to actually allow this to happen and deceive him and to even use him to promote vaccinations? This is something I understand. I'm conscious of it. We cannot stop the plagues, the sickness that the world said, that Christ said in the Revelation that would come at the end of the world, chapter 6. We can't stop it. And what if God decided to deceive or to allow deception on Donald Trump's mind so that he would go along with that program? You know, the Bible says, I think it's in Isaiah, that God says, I create good and I create evil. Now that's a pretty heavy saying. I create good and I create evil. God allows things to happen in this world to fulfill his prophecies. Vladimir Putin, somewhere along the line, had a change of heart to make his nation great. Donald Trump had a change of heart to come out of... He didn't need to leave his world. His world was fabulous. Fabulous. Wealth. Have people that have wealth and that can handle wealth and use wealth. They're not evil. Just because a person has great, great wealth doesn't mean they're evil. Just the opposite. People that have great wealth and know how to use it properly, it's a glory to God. Now, the great wealth that the Clintons have through their foundation and the Rockefellers and the Soros and the Gateses, that's different. That type of wealth is evil, corrupt, cursed. Cursed wealth. Cursed by the hand of God. But, you know, and like I've been studying the matter of the aristocrats, they're not evil if they have a foundation biblically in conscience. You have to have aristocracies throughout the centuries. There are people that have the ability to use wealth to create societies and the cultures within societies that are necessary. If we didn't have the wealth that we had back in the 1800s, we wouldn't have the railroads. We wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have these things. There's the old wealth that comes through generation to generation to generation. Then there's a new wealth that comes to people through merit. They are not born wealthy, but because they're educated and they understand how the world works through merit, they begin to create things and prosper. So, yes, I am standing up for two people, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump. Somewhere along the line, they had a conversion in their faith. They are still being used by God in the present world. I'm going to finish tomorrow. I didn't get to finish my thought. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often.
I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley,